Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday and time for a bit of Wednesday wisdom with Deborah Leanne. I am excited about today and for some reason really nervous. This topic was my first words that I heard this morning upon waking and realizing that for the first time in a while I didn't have my teeth clenched. More on that. And what I heard was create space. And all kinds of things like space to create, space to find time to write, space to, does that mean I need to clean out my guest room? I mean, all of these what ifs came up, and I just tried to let them all release and just breathe in the whole idea of creating space. And as I laid there a little bit longer, some more pieces became more clear. So I am curious where that is landing for you. Do you feel that your calendar is too full, that if there's a quiet space, let's fill it with meeting a friend for coffee. If there's an evening with nothing to do, do we need to fill that night? Is there, in a conversation, if a lull happens, are you the first one to speak up and try to fill that quiet? Can you sit still with your phone across the room and not feel compelled to look at it every so often, every minute, every 5 minutes, or every time it dings? This is what I'm talking about for space. It originally showed up in the way my teeth and jaw were clenched down, where my bite between my front upper teeth and lower teeth were landing and actually causing so much stress that I now have a stress crack in one of my front teeth. That's a wake-up call to me that not only do I need to find space to relax and maybe even wear a space guard, a guard in my mouth at nighttime, but also what is causing that constriction, that holding on to, that clenching and almost strangling the flow and the space and the energy from being natural and coming to me and through me. So to get into this topic a bit more, I would really like to invite you, if you can and can spare some time, is just for the next 15 minutes, to be still and claim this space in time for yourself. Allow yourself to, if you can, be in the space where even closing your eyes to totally focus and not let all of the distractions of what else is going on around you, your computer, your phone, your whatever else might be happening at this moment. And if you don't have the time and the space to do that now, then I would suggest that you pause and listen to this when you can. Because we're going to do a little bit deeper work than sometimes we do on this show, because I want to share a couple of practices. And one of the things that I find is I am very full of other people's energies, of old conflicting patterns that are telling me that I'm this when I'm really no longer that. And those are the kind of things that we want to release. So as we do our breathing exercise into this moment, breathe in the new, the clean, the clear, the fresh. We have a brand new, beautiful, expansive 2017 that's coming. Let's breathe in the possibilities of what that will look like. Breathe in who you will be during that time. Breathe in what you're wanting to receive in this moment. And then let's use the exhale to release, to cleanse, to let go, to clear away any of those, oh, who do you think you are, those self-critical, self-doubting, self-deprecating kind of comments, those what-ifs and, well, look who's going to be president, all that stuff that we listen to and hear and it upsets us. We don't need to take that on right now. We never do, but we do, and a lot of us are carrying around a lot of crap right now. So just like you do a physical cleanse to feel better in your body and to get your chemicals and hormones back in alignment, let's use the breath to bring in new, cleansing, clear energy and release that old, gunky, stinky, no longer valid and no longer viable, and some things that aren't even ours, the things that I've inherited from my mother and grandmother, for example, from my father and stepfather. All of that can go. So let's use these breaths now to breathe in through your nose and allow it to drop all the way down into your lower belly. And then exhale out. Let everything drain out through the bottom of our feet, almost as if we can send it down to Mother Earth so that she can transmute and use, recycle that energy for something else. We don't need it anymore. Breathe in through the nose. And release. And then our last one, make sure that we release from the back of our bodies as well. We're not as conscious of all the things that are held in our tightness, in our neck, our spine, our lower back. Breathe in the clean, clear energy. And let it just slide off down our shoulders and down our back and down the back of our legs and go down into Mother Earth. From this space, and only from a clean space, can we create. And only if there's room can we receive. And very often, we're asking for things to come in, and we don't have any room for them. And we use the feng shui principles of cleaning away what no longer we don't love anymore, that we don't need anymore, to make space for new. And it's just as important to do that with our mind and our heart and our body. These extra cleanses to let go of those, that old thinking that we're not good enough, we can't possibly do that, that I'm not strong enough, I'm not powerful enough, I'm not visible enough, I couldn't imagine ever doing that. All of those things, fine, great. That is old. That is no longer who I am. There's something that's giving me an extra level of certainty about my power. I don't know if it's because I'm going to be 60, actually in 2 weeks from today. And is that what it is? I don't know. I feel way more clear that this is where I need to be and that I don't want to hold back my voice anymore. Sorry, my cat wants to go outside. And great, that allowed some new, fresh, cold, but fresh air to come in my home, which is awesome. One of the things I thought was strange, when I lived in Sweden with my fiancé, right before we got married, we spent the summer in Stockholm with some friends. And it was an amazing experience. But I was going through kind of a depression from letting go my career and embracing this new life of not only living in somebody else's home that I had never met before, but in a new country and where only my close friends spoke English. And so the language was foreign, everything was foreign. And One of the things I found interesting was their house always brings in, it has a constant flow of outside air. And I asked, I said, do you guys know you have this air? I mean, because their summers are equal to like our spring and fall here. They can be warm, but they can also be cool. And there would be nights that would be down to, you know, 50, 60 degrees, and this cool air was constantly coming in through their air system. And I thought that was so odd. But when I asked them, I said, is that open like all year round, like in the winter? And she said, oh, yes, the host. She said that we like to have outside air in because it's always cleansing and keeping the house from, you know, being too stuffy. And we just adjust our clothing. They say, in Sweden, we do not have bad weather. We just sometimes have the wrong clothes. I love that. And it's true that they just put a sweater on if it gets too chilly. But that constant flow of clean air coming into the home, many of us don't experience that. Maybe a couple months a year when we have the windows open. And it's the same with our bodies, our minds, our hearts. What old emotional baggage are we carrying around in our hearts that are keeping us from opening to a new level, a new depth of love and partnership and intimacy? Where are we holding ourselves back by all the things that we may have heard that, of course, we normally only remember the negative, you know, the high school teacher that told me I would never be logical. I would never do well in geometry. Ha! Proved her. But it took me 10 years to get over that. And realizing that I actually was carrying it around with me that many years later when I was in my MBA class. So I'm curious for you, what can you release? What is old holding you back? Maybe something that you were told by your mother or grandmother or a story that they held about what it meant to be a powerful woman, an intelligent woman, a brilliant woman, someone who was a risk taker, someone who lived outside the box. My mom used to always say, I don't understand you. I don't know what planet you came from. And at the time, it hurt me because it made me feel like I didn't belong. You know, I wasn't like her and my sister and my grandmother. I was different. Now I can appreciate it. But back then, that put a scar on me that I'm different and weird, and I wore that badge for decades. What badges can we let go of? Which ones need to be shined up and brought to the forefront of remembering how brilliant and how successful we were doing this or accomplishing that? And this whole idea of my clenching my teeth, I'm doing this art of receiving challenge. Some of you may be involved in that. And I'm realizing where I am constricted, where I am closing off. There's no way that beauty and joy and inspiration and self-expression can come in or out if I've got this roadblock, this constricted jaw. I mean, it's right in the center of where my heart and my head meet, right? And I need both of those to carry me forward in doing my great work in the world. And here I'm finding that I'm unconsciously at night holding my jaw and clenching my teeth to the point where I'm actually cracking my teeth. I mean, how weird is that? I had to go to the dentist to hear this yesterday, which is why this is so big for me right now. So now I have to go in and get some bonding done. I've never had cavities. I've never had dental work, so this is a little unnerving to me. For those of you who have had dental work, I can't imagine. I've never had a tooth filled, none of that. So this is new for me, and it gives me a chance to take pause and realize that authentically I am holding space for others to become more into their authentic selves and to learn to open and receive. And here I am, the one that's clenching my teeth. So I'm curious, where is it that you are constricted? Where is it that you're cutting off the flow? Where do you put your heart, the shield in front of your heart, so that you don't have to feel or experience too much joy or pain or anything? Because all of those depths of emotions are valuable. They're valid and valuable. Doesn't mean we need to choose to stay there forever if it's an uncomfortable one. But by shoving it away and bouncing it off of us and pretending that it's not there, we're not honoring ourselves either. So I'm curious if you can be with stillness in the next week or so. Can you be with quiet? Can you let go of old stuff, just like you would be cleaning off a shelf or an old file cabinet, which is one of the things I'm doing in my office, is cleaning out old files. And boy, do I have a bunch. Like everybody else's wisdoms and all those workshops and all those personal and professional projects that I have worked on for the last 3-4 decades, that those are so important. I believe I probably integrated the wisdom from them now, but for some reason it's really hard for me to let go of all that knowledge. And that's an interesting thing that I would say it that way, because it's not, it's other people's knowledge, or it was mine at the time when I wrote those programs, and it doesn't mean that I don't have a storage space in my mind for those. And that now that I'm integrated into a different level of who I am, all that knowledge is in there somewhere. And if it's called for, I'm sure I can tap back into it. But it's like a security blanket to know that I have all of those. So next week, for the next moon ceremony, when I have my burning, I've got a challenge every time to allow myself to release another box of files. I'm saying that out loud, so now I really have to do it. And the other piece is, I'm curious for you, what needs to be let go? How can you embrace next year with no regrets? We're going to talk a little bit about that in next week's show, but I really want to have you start thinking, what lessons has 2016 brought for me, brought through to me, and good and bad? How can we celebrate, acknowledge, and receive the lesson and the wisdom and integrate that, and then burn away the other, you know, literally or figuratively, be willing to let go so that we're not carrying into 2017 a big, huge boatload of stuff that isn't going to serve us. So that's where I'm at today, and clearing and creating and allowing the new stuff to come through only happens when I make space for it. It is literally making space on my calendar to get this writing done for my new website. It is literally making space to receive inspiration where I'm doing nothing for an hour in between these different projects. I always fill the time, but it's stopping and pausing and lighting candles and getting my essential oils diffusing so that I am in a sensual, beautiful, creative space for me. And then when I sit down, I did this morning, I sat down just for 15 minutes to see if I could write on this first pillar of my consulting business, and it flowed beautifully because I was tapped in. I turned on my own light. I burned away all what was and allowed new guidance to come in. And I literally did that. I went through a whole series of tapping with on a recording that was from one of my business coaches. And it was allowing the new to come in and releasing all of my fears around it and knowing that all is well and trusting that all is well and allowing there to be silence, allowing there to be clean and clear space so that the receiving can happen. Whew. So that is the topic for this week. And if you are up for the challenge, I would love to hear from you how this landed. Where do you cram more stuff in than you possibly could ever use or need? And where are you? What are you willing to let go of? What would make a huge difference in your life if you just said, nope, I'm going to take that next Thursday and it's a day for me to listen to music, to, it won't be next Thursday because that's booked all day, but picking a day next week to help myself get ready to pack and to get my mindset into preparing for my trip and all of the things that I want to make sure are done before I leave so that I don't need to worry about it once I'm on the other side of the planet. That's my goal, so that I can go without any fears that something wasn't done, something needs to be done, you know, and that might mean a pre-taping of one of these shows because I don't even think I want to do that creative. We'll see if I want to do it on my own while I'm there, record it and upload it, or we'll see how that goes because I want to share the experience of going from the shortest days of the season here in, on this hemisphere. In one day, I'm flying on the shortest day here down to the longest day on the other side of the planet. And there's, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of wisdom or experience that I'll want to share with you all. So thank you for listening. And until our next time together, have an amazing week. Clean out the space to receive all the good and joy and miracles and magic that are waiting for you. And let me know what you're getting ready to burn away and let go of. I'd be curious. Take good care. Bye-bye.